The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 to 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the old Kentucky farmhouse. Is there a ghostly couple living there with them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would love to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you'd rather do that. You can also get an ad-free version of the show, and with that, you get advance episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon's with us today.
That's right. I am here. How's it going?
It's good. So I've been kind of busy today because my friends just bought a brewery.
Fun.
And he's like, why don't you come and brew beer with me? I've never done anything like that, but I like beer. And so I'm like, absolutely. So I've been brewing beer all afternoon, and it's like crazy scientific. It's all like chemistry and stuff.
I would be so bad at that. My idea is, like, even in a recipe, half the time I'm not measuring. I'm just throwing stuff in, you know, so I'm lucky my cookies don't explode. I'm just, you know, I'm not very good about being sciencey.
I love the idea of exploding cookies, though. You just put that in my brain.
I'm lucky they don't, because, you know, like I said, I'm not so sciencey.
Well, and Pat is super sciencey. And so he's like telling me, you know, I'm like, just dive in, like, tell me everything, because I don't know one thing about brewing beer. I just know what beer I like and what beer I don't like. And it got over my head super fast. And I'm like, how do you know all of this stuff in your brain without having to write it down?
Yeah.
I think that's amazing to me. But he does. And so I'm real excited for them. And so we made an amber ale, and it will be ready in about a month. But I'm going to go taste it first. Yeah. Then I'm going to invite all my friends to come taste it and see what they think.
Yeah.
But isn't that fun? It's just so...
That's super fun.
It's just so interesting, and it's just so... It's chemistry. It's science. It's all like... My brain is right brain.
Well, I
my
am
My left
very
brain
artsy.
Abilities are not good.
I am artsy, not sciencey.
Yeah.
And so if somebody says, well, how'd you make that color? I'm like, well... I use this and this, and I know how much is, I don't know, just this much, maybe, I don't, you know.
So this is an interesting story today, and she called in with two different stories, so I thought it would be fun to just play both of them.
I think that's a great
idea. Rather than separate them out. Mm-hmm. So
let's do it.
Okay, so here's the first one. Here you go.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris from Kentucky again. I heard my story today on your podcast. Thank you so much for playing it. That was really nice. I live in the haunted farmhouse in Kentucky. I saw a figure at the bottom of the stairs on that story. And Carol had mentioned that I was brave. I am not brave. Not at all. But by that time, we had been living here about a year, and several things had happened in that time. I actually had called previously, maybe about a month ago, with a first story that I haven't heard. I don't know if it just didn't record or if you just didn't want to play it. Either one's fine, but I want to say something about that real quick. So when we first moved in here, immediately, like within the first 15 minutes of having the keys and being in the house, I felt like something was always watching me. And I'm going to try to make this really quick, but that feeling that's subjective, I know, but that feeling just intensified over the next weeks to months, just constantly feeling like I was being looked at, you know, watched, and it was absolutely driving me nuts. It only happened in certain areas of the house, and it usually only happened when I was alone, but it absolutely drove me crazy. And after a few months of this, I finally lost my, I lost my temper. And before I lost my temper, though, I'm sorry, I'm bouncing around a bit. I had a dream, and I know dreams are silly too. You never know. Some dreams are different though. And in this dream that I had, I dreamed about this lady that was in my barn. She was dressed like she was in the 60s, that type of thing. And she was crying, just sobbing her eyes out. And the way dreams are, I knew that this lady had lost her husband and she just didn't know what she was going to do. When I woke up from that dream, I had the most feeling that that's who was watching me. So after several months of being watched, I lost my temper and I pretty much, thankfully I was by myself at the time, but I pretty much just yelled, leave me alone. You know, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, but I'm tired of this, and this is my house now. And basically, I said a whole bunch of stuff. I was pissed. But basically, it boiled down to, if you don't mean me harm, I don't care if you stay. But I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. And you got to stop watching me. If you mean me harm, if you are evil, if you can't stand in the light of God, then you need to leave, or I will make you leave. Basically, that's what it boiled down to. And after that, it got much better. So in my brain, a lot of what happens here is that old lady. Well, at that time, she was a young lady. I have no idea how old she was when she passed, if she passed. But that's in my brain, that's kind of who was here. So, and she doesn't scare me. Now, after that happened, and you know what? I think I have time. We live in a farmhouse. We have animals. We have lots of feed. So one day, I had picked up a load of feed, and it was in my trunk, and I was transferring it to the garage. And I was by myself. I was home alone. There was no one else home, and we have no neighbor. So there was no one within a mile of me. And I opened the trunk. I reached into the trunk, and clear as day, right behind me, I heard a gentleman say, let me help you with that. And I froze because I knew no one was here. And some thoughts went through my head, some really stupid thoughts went through my head. The first one was, there's no one here. That's a ghost. My second one was, he's a very polite ghost, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. I know this is silly, and this went through my head really, really quick. So I very politely said back, thank you so much, but I've got this, because I didn't want him to be embarrassed if he tried to help me and couldn't. So and then I slowly stood up, turned around, and of course there was no one there. And I continued putting my stuff away, and that was that. So in my brain, it's not anything to do with being brave or not brave. It's that I think it's an old couple that's here, and I don't think they mean any harm. I think they're just curious. And the longer we live here, the less I see them. Now, I am going to call back with the story that I have about another figure that I saw a couple weeks ago, and that my husband has always seen, and it freaks me out. But I'm going to call you back on that one because I think I'm running out of time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that is part one. What do you think of that?
Well, that is really creepy to have a ghost. Well, two things. Just say something like, you know, let me help you with that. But then it was kind of funny because her thought being, you know, if it's a ghost, he can't help me, so that will embarrass him.
I know, that made me laugh. It was like, well, he's a polite ghost, and what if I embarrassed him?
But don't want to embarrass him because he has no arms and capabilities of picking up these bags from the feed bags.
But then ghosts seem to just move shit willy-nilly, like, wait, yeah, that
maybe
was
there. He could have just levitated it up and it would have just gone into the kitchen and that would have been handy. But no, I thought that was pretty funny. But I know what she's talking about, and you do too, and so many of our listeners do. When somebody is staring at you all the time, that is like the creepiest feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And she said it happened right away. Yeah. And normally when there's activity like that, like, well, when I was at my friend's place brewing beer today, well, I was watching, let's be honest. But it's a really old building in downtown. And I'm like, is it haunted? Because I walked in there not picking up on anything. Mm-hmm. But we walked down a hallway, and that hallway gave me the creeps, and the staircase in particular to go upstairs. And I'm like, oh, there's an upstairs. I remember thinking that, like, mm-hmm. And so when I asked him later if it was haunted, he goes, I think upstairs is.
Oh.
And, yeah. And one of the bartenders is convinced it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
But you mm-hmm. get that feeling right away a lot of times. And I think it's interesting how she just couldn't take it anymore. It was like, here's the rules, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to
yeah.
leave me alone, that's fine. But you cannot be watching me. You can, you know? And mm-hmm. I think that was probably the right response.
You know, I just remember as a kid being so afraid because it felt like somebody was watching me, and it felt like they were like their eyes were boring into the middle of my back yeah. between my shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could just almost feel it just in you, you know, when they were doing that. And I'll tell you, my worst place was there, the staircase. Mm-hmm. And like, I would fly down those stairs because I knew somebody was watching me. You know,
oh, all of us kids do. And they were very
yeah,
steep
and
stairs.
Like you just, I knew somebody was watching, so I would just haul down those stairs, you know, and get out of there because I knew somebody's watching. And so I get what she's talking about. That is an awful feeling. And I think maybe if I'd been a little bit older and like her, you know, maybe a little bit braver,
right.
You know, I would have probably come to that point where I would have said, quit it. You can't do this. But as a child, that you don't feel like that. Or you don't even think of that as an option.
And I do stand by what I said the other time she called in. And there might be a story that I don't remember hearing. So if mm-hmm. we didn't share something, I apologize about that. And maybe you want to call it back in.
Yeah.
But she is much braver than I am. She definitely is. But it even gets more interesting. So, okay, so remember we left it with him, like, do you need some help with that? Like, which is really weird to hear that very distinctively behind you.
Yeah.
Because you're in your own little world.
But obviously a nice guy.
Yes.
A nice spirit.
Okay, so here's the second part of her story.
Okay.
Hi, this is Chris from Kentucky. I'm calling back with my third and final story. I live in the old farmhouse that I think is haunted. And I'm going to tell you about something my husband has seen apparently for years, and I've only seen once a few weeks ago. So my husband and I, this happened for the first time many years ago, probably about 5 years ago. And at that time, my husband and I had different work schedules, and so we had different sleep schedules. And I'm also a night owl and he's not. So I tended to go up to bed about an hour or two after he did. But he would go up first, and he usually would watch YouTube videos or listen to his headphones, that type of thing, until he got sleepy and went to sleep. One night I go up. He had gone up as normal, and then I went up after him. And when I walked into the room, he was watching. He had his phone up, and he was watching YouTube videos. And he looked at me, took his headphones out, and he looked at me. And he said, "When did you go downstairs?" And I was a bit confused. And I said, "What do you mean? I just got up here. I've been downstairs, but I just came up here to go to bed." And he looked a bit confused, and he looked around the room a bit. And he said, "No." He said, "A little while ago, you came up, and you walked over to your side of the bed, and you laid down, and I said goodnight." And he said, "I don't know if you answered me, because I didn't take my headphones off. But you laid down and you went to sleep." I said, no, I didn't. This is the first time I've been upstairs." This story, of all the stories that I have here, that freaks me out, because that's something that was impersonating me. And apparently, the next morning, we talked about this a little bit more. And apparently that's happened to him several times, where he's thought that I've been up there and then I walk in the room. But that's just the first time that he had asked me about it. Now, for the record, I don't get up and down. Occasionally I'll get up and go downstairs, but not very often. So if he was seeing me do this fairly often, it absolutely was not me. And if I do that, I don't do it. I'll do it in the middle of the night. I don't do it just a little bit after I went to sleep. So yeah, that story freaks me out. And the fact that it's happened several times freaks me out even more. Now, I had never had anything like that happen. Like I said, this happened about 5-6 years ago, I think, the first time that he told me about it. And it had never happened to me, which I was very grateful for, because like I said, that freaks me out. But about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, we had gone out to the movies, and we came home late. It was dark. We do have animals. We have horses and chickens and dogs and all sorts of things. We had come home after dark, and I needed to go to the barn to feed my horses for the night. And from the barn, you can see the chicken coop. So my usual routine is, I'll go up to the barn, I'll feed the horses, and then I'll come down and lock the chickens in their chicken coop, because they free range during the day. So I'll shut the coop at night once they're in there. Well, as I was feeding the horses, I glanced down towards the chicken coop and saw my husband at the chicken coop. And he had a flashlight. He was wearing the shirt that he had worn that night. I didn't think anything of it. It was my husband. Awesome. He's helping me out. He doesn't usually. And he's come up here, and he's going to shut that chicken coop for me so I don't have to. So I finished feeding my horses, and I walked down, and I passed the chicken coop. And as I passed the chicken coop, I realized it was still open. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. Why would he just come up here and look at them and not close the coop? Well, okay, whatever. And I went ahead and closed the coop. And I walked on into the house, and I was a little confused by this time, like, because that's not like him to do something like that. So I walked in the house, and I said, "Honey, were you up there by the chicken coop?" And he said, "No, I came in here and turned on the TV." I said, you didn't go by the chicken coop? You didn't maybe try to feed anybody, maybe looking for anything?" "No, I came straight in the house and sat down." Well, awesome. So I guess I saw something impersonating him now. I don't like it. I don't like that at all. I don't know why that is different to me, but I don't like it, and I hope it does not happen again. And that's all the stories I have for now. If anything else happens, I'll give you guys a call back. Again, I absolutely love the show. Been listening for years. Love all the new hosts. And you too, Tony, all the old hosts. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Isn't that interesting? He thinks he saw her. She thinks that she saw him.
I've never heard anything like this.
It's interesting. And, you know, part of me thinks, well, because, you know, you're living together in the house and you saw someone come in the room, so you just assume. But you would also mm-hmm. know your spouse so well. That you could sense that person.
Well, that's what you think. Now, I guess he actually looked up and saw that it was her. He wasn't just so into YouTube that he just assumed it was her.
And that could be. But he said more than once he has thought she's come up to bed and she didn't, which is also interesting. So even if it isn't her, he's seeing someone. So it's weird. It's like they're living with another couple who's kind of mimicking their lives.
And the weird thing about
like
the one...
they're doing their own thing.
We had a little bit more detail on the one that she saw because it was his shirt that he had on that night. You know, it had a flashlight. Not that she saw his face, I don't think, but just glancing down, it was his shape, the clothes he had on and so forth. And, you know, he's doing farmer things that they do, you know. So she just assumed it was him. It's interesting that they're just kind of trying to mimic their lives. Like,
I know, that's what it feels like.
I'm going to bed with you, you know.
Well, and I just wonder, too, if it's maybe a couple who used to live in the house. So when you have a farm, you're doing similar activities. So they would be taking care of chickens and horses and, you know, all of that stuff too. And they were going to bed, maybe in the same bedroom. It's almost like there's this whole other thing going on in their
house. Well, and it's almost as if
another couple.
That, and it's, isn't it almost as if they're being like, well, this is what she should be doing.
Oh, I never even thought of it like that.
She should be coming and going to bed. And then like him, this is what he should be doing. He should be out here helping her with these chickens. So I guess we just have to do it.
Or is it...
a little bit judgy.
Is it not judgy? And he's gone to bed, and that was about the time that this woman always went to bed. And maybe she's out there feeding things and animals and lifting hay bales or whatever she's doing. And he's like, can I help you with that? Because that's what he would do. It's just so interesting to me.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I got the feeling we'll be hearing from her again.
Yeah.
Because that's most definitely over.
Because I have not heard of like impersonations.
I just think that whole thing is so
interesting. But I guess why not? You know, I mean, you know, something could take another shape, I guess. That's just really...
I have heard of people being mimicked before. And one story we had, it was on the Grave Talks. It was a woman who... and I think I played the snippet of it on the show. But the woman was working as a tour guide, you know, when you go to a historic place and you're the historical guide, more like of a historical guide. And she heard her own voice, which is kind of hard to do because you don't always recognize your own voice, but she knew it was her. And then someone else heard it too. And it's like, oh my God, this ghost is mimicking me, which I think would be very kind of frightening in a way.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I would feel. I would be kind of scared, but then especially the man feels super helpful. The woman's getting ready to jump in bed with your husband.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that idea. I wouldn't want a woman jumping in bed with my husband, let alone a ghost woman jumping in bed with my husband.
Well, I have another story here. So it says, at the time I was living in California for my work, I had a nice two-story house, pretty secluded, with many woods surrounding it and a lake behind it. The whole house was surrounded by glass, and in the mornings I loved looking out the giant windows to the lake behind my house. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it?
Really does.
I had moved from a small town where I lived with my husband. We had separated, so it was just me. At first it was pretty creepy, but I liked the privacy because I'm a writer and I need quiet. I was working on a book and had a deadline, so I was very stressed at the time. I couldn't seem to concentrate on anything I was doing because of the pressure I was under. So one night I was cooking dinner. I usually kept the TV on when I am not writing because I like the noise. It makes me feel less alone. So the whole place sounds really beautiful until you realize she's living there by herself, which I don't know that I could do.
Right.
Because
right.
It does seem a little creepy. Says, there I was cooking dinner and I got distracted and the food started boiling over and smoking. I ran over, turned the stove off, and then the smoke alarm started going off. I mean, the kitchen was absolutely consumed with the smoke. It was super stuffy, so I opened up the back and front doors to let some of the smoke out. Here's the part that I find creepy, living by yourself. It says, now, my house was at least 20 miles from the nearest town, and the closest I was to another house was at least 5 to 10 miles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's way out there.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
I don't
that
think
either.
I could. It all sounds like something out of a scary book, doesn't it?
Oh,
like
it's just going to happen. Novel. Yeah. That's going to, yeah.
There was never anyone around. I never saw a soul the whole 2 years I lived there. I felt pretty safe being there. I don't know that I could. I opened up all the doors and some of the windows and decided to give up and make something else. As I was looking in the freezer, I heard the TV in the living room turn off. When you walk into my house through the front door, the living room is directly to the left and the stairs are straight in front of the door. The kitchen is way in the back. You can't even see the front of the house. So I walked into the living room, turned it back on, thinking there was something wrong with the box. I went back to trying to find something to cook when it shut off again. I really wasn't creeped out about it because I had an old TV and I just didn't get a weird feeling from it. I walked back in there again, switched it on, restarted the cable box, then I walked back into the kitchen. As I was throwing a TV dinner in the microwave, I heard the TV go off again and the front door shut. I froze, absolutely terrified. It was summer and at the time, there wasn't much wind. And my front door is a huge heavy wood door, so you would have to push on it pretty hard to close it. I wanted it specifically like that, so no one would break in. I was standing there terrified and I didn't know what to do, so I grabbed a knife and walked toward the front of the house. There was no one there, so I was trying to rationalize what happened to calm myself down. I looked all throughout the house and there was no one there. I went back into the kitchen, made my food, and ate in my office, which is downstairs, completely away from the rest of the house. After a while, I decided to pour myself some wine and watch TV for a bit. I think she deserved the glass of wine after all of that.
Oh man, I agree. Yeah.
As I was
maybe a bottle.
Exactly. As I was, because that's you're not going to be able to sleep after a night like that.
No, you got to drink.
As I was doing that, I heard the front door open and slam shut. I heard footsteps going up my stairs. They walked down the hallway and I heard a door slam again. Then I started to hear footsteps running around in the room above the kitchen. Like, it sounds like someone was racing from one side of the room to the other. Now I was absolutely peeing my pants in terror. I grabbed the knife and my cell phone, ran as fast as I could out the front door and down the dirt road. I'm talking to 911 while I'm hyperventilating, trying to reach the nearest house. I would have jumped in my car and just like,
oh my God.
Hotel.
Well, there must have been some reason. Maybe she forgot her keys and didn't want to go back in.
That could be. Because it says I ran 2 miles before I finally saw the police lights coming. So either she was in pretty good shape or that's what happens when you're terrified.
I think that does happen when you're terrified.
I do too.
Maybe it's both. She might have been in great shape too, but I think you amaze yourself what you can
mm-hmm.
do.
So she says, I flagged them down, rode in the back with them to the back of my house. 3 other cop cars showed up and I stayed in the car as they went inside and checked the house. About 10 minutes later, they came down and told me no one was there. After that, several scary things happened, like lights turning off while I'm in the office or door slamming. Sometimes I would hear splashing in the lake behind my house, like frantic splashing like someone was drowning. I would go outside and there was no one there. The water was very still. I moved shortly after things happened. I moved very far away. I still get chills up my spine thinking about it. That was from Arabella. What a beautiful name. That's creepy. I'd have moved
that's
too.
That's one of the scariest stories I've ever heard, honestly. That I just get it. there you are and like you think, like you're trying to, what can I grab, like a baseball bat or, you know, what can you find right here, like an iron skillet or something. And then, you know, you walk around a little bit, nothing, there's nothing there. Okay, drinking some wine, and then
calm yourself down.
Yeah, and then to have the doors shutting, people going up the stairs, running around. Oh, my God.
You know what is interesting? Because she didn't say anything about activity before that night.
I know. I thought that, too.
So it's almost like it just ramped up right then.
Yeah. I wonder if something was going on in her life that was a reflection of that.
I don't know, but I think somebody drowned in that lake and was a ghost. And that person was the one doing the haunting. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm just wondering if something happened with her that made her all of a sudden aware.
Maybe she was like an author, like writing Stephen King type of stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe she was writing like paranormal things and kind of opened a door.
I don't know. Or maybe just, like I said, or sometimes I just think emotionally we have big events in our lives and makes us just a little bit more vulnerable. And then, you know, we're maybe more open. Because it seems weird to me, I'm with you, that just boom, one day it happened and then it continued.
And like the something splashing in the water, like you live 5 miles away from your nearest neighbor and you hear splashing. So obviously it's an animal or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you would have to tell yourself. And then you look outside and the water isn't rippling or anything.
And I don't know how you
That's
sleep at night.
That's weird.
You know, it's creepy at night in a wooded area. It's, you know, very unnerving anyway. And then to be all by yourself so far away.
I went on vacation with my dog once and we went to Eureka Springs and they have all kinds of cool cabin-y places. And I was like, oh, I can't see. I got to stay in town. Like, yeah. It's just me and my dog. I don't want to. I just couldn't. I couldn't be out in the middle of nowhere by myself. So I couldn't imagine. I get, you know, being a writer, but I still think you can find a quiet place in town.
You know, like maybe a nursing home. I could live in a nursing home. Maybe it'd be more quiet or something. I mean, seriously, I would do that before I would go out there by myself.
I'm with you on that. Like, that was like,
oh my God, that would just be so scary. And like, I just can't imagine at night.
And I don't even need any paranormal things to happen to me. I would have been scared in the house anyway. Yeah, like every time I walked outside, I'd be like, bear. Was that a bear? What was that? Some mountain lion? Something's out here to kill me.
Well, the animal thing is a little creepy, but I always think there's a serial killer out there, you know?
Because I mean, we've seen the movies. That's what happens. Yes. And then you have to run outside and they chase you.
And like, you cannot look out a window at night.
No.
Because they might be standing right there looking in.
Of course.
You and I actually had that happen one night. Because there was somebody outside the window.
When was that?
When you were living in the Grove house and somebody poisoned your dog.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just laying on the sofa and we'd gone to a concert. And so the house was all quiet. My kids were asleep and we had a babysitter, by the way, for the concert. And we had the lights all kind of dim and there was a little bit of light from another room. And all of a sudden you were sitting like on a footstool or something kind of close.
Yeah, you were on the, because I was upset about my dog. My dog was
Yeah, we're worried about the dog. We're thinking, what do we do? Oh, with this, you know, can we wait till morning or do we try to get him to the emergency vet now? We're waiting on a phone call or something, you know, coming back from an emergency. And all of a sudden you just go, Kathy, don't move. I'm laying on the sofa in front of a window. And it was hot and the window was, I think the window was open.
No, the interesting thing was my roommate and I were both in college at the time and we had no money. And so we hadn't turned the air conditioning on until that night. So every other night we'd had windows open. That was the first night we had closed the windows because you guys were coming. And so we had turned the air conditioner on that night. And then all of a sudden, my dog's been poisoned, which my vet did confirm my dog had been poisoned the next day. And she made it and lived for quite a few years after that. But I'm sitting there in the dark and this guy just walks up. And now looking back in retrospect, I do live in the same town as BTK, so I don't know.
Well, and it was the BTK time.
Yeah.
And that was one of his things, was to poison dogs. We found out later, of course.
And the other weird thing about that was one of, actually a couple of the people who he did murder lived probably as a bird flies 1 to 2 miles, maybe, just down the street, not that far from me. I'd say about a mm-hmm. mile.
And I'm not saying it was, but it was interesting that the dog was poisoned, and then he comes up to the window. You're kind of sitting at an eye level with the window, and you go, "Kathy, don't move." And I said, "What?" And you go, "There's somebody looking in the window." And you slowly backed off and went to the phone and called the police, and then the police came. And
yeah.
But we did get the police there.
They did come.
And so to make a long story short, we're all okay. Everything was okay. I'm sure it scared him off because the police came with spotlights and stuff. Yeah. And they were all over the house, all over the neighborhood looking.
But he walked up onto the porch and
everything. That's why we cannot look out a window. Yeah.
He walked up on the porch and everything. Like, he was trying to get in the house.
And
he could have done it really easily by just cutting the screen and getting in. And mm-hmm. I think that was probably what he was planning on doing. I think that whoever it was had staked out the house before, mm-hmm. knowing that these two college girls lived in the house, and he could just tear the screen open, slice the screen open, whatever, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. crawl in. That's all he would have had to do.
So that's creepy. Is why you don't look out the window at night. Because there might be somebody looking right back at you.
Just think about that tonight while you're sitting there watching TV with the windows open. Shut those blinds.
Shut those blinds, people.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And don't forget, you can get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me.
to the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me.
To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 to 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Dom. Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 to 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.